Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Best hump day ever. What do we do to deserve a freaking breakfast spread like that?
408 says, egg brownie. I'm dead. Missed y'all so much while you were gone.
You know what was funny? They actually do look like little egg, but they're the right height. They're the right size. Yeah. I mean,
I couldn't, you know, I'm not probably refined enough to have come up with quiche. That's all I could do.
I knew it was quiche because Yuzi told me this morning.
Oh, you knew this was coming?
She had mentioned it. I forgot all about it, but yeah. She mentioned that.
Well, I talked to her about it again.
Because Lindsay
last
just
week.
Likes cooking, I guess. What motivates her to do that?
Well,
she did a trail mix bar.
Yeah.
It's all about the presentation.
She does a lot of this for the sales department downstairs, and I always see everything on Instagram or Facebook. So I was talking to her last week. I'm like, hey, let's do something for the morning show.
Did you put up a picture of the whole thing?
I have not yet. I'll get to that.
Yeah. Check on Yuzi's Instagram later, because yeah. I just put up a picture of my own little plate. She did like the bacon. You ever have bacon that they do in the oven, but they've rolled it in like maple
syrup? It's like
syrup
candy
or,
bacon.
Yeah, brown sugar. So. Yeah.
Oh, is that what's going on there?
Mm-hmm. So GD
good. Yeah, I didn't try it.
Oh, you got to go. Better hurry, too, because that bacon's going to go fast.
And plus, I just want to thank you guys for everything. And
You did that for us?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Goodness gracious.
You should take her shopping.
I should, apparently.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to do something nice for our listeners.
Yeah.
Jump. For my love. Jump in. To feel your touch. Jump is this hour's code word. J-U-M-P. Jump. Text jump to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you get a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Jump is this hour's code word. We'll have another code word for you in an hour. You have until 9 o'clock to enter that one, and then they do a random draw. $9,000 a day. 9 times a day we'll do that.
Big money.
Oh, speaking of, did anybody watch the Jeopardy?
I have a story. I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
I didn't,
yeah.
No.
I have a story, though, so I have a little update on that. Okay. I actually have a few funny
stories.
But
I saw the promo for it and just laughed as it's like, these are the gangsters of Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yep.
The gangsters.
And they show them walking in slow-mo, and they are nerds. And yeah. They're walking in slow-mo.
Every one of them
nerds. They slow-mo
them
down as they're walking, I guess, to their
who do you think won?
Podium.
Who won the first night?
Jennings.
Ken Jennings did win the first
night. Oh, is that right?
Yep, he did. So the second night is tonight, 8 o'clock, they're saying on ABC, which I think means it must be airing in prime time.
I believe it is prime time, yeah.
Ken Jennings, Brad Rutter, James Holzhauer compete for a $1 million prize and the bragging rights of being named the greatest Jeopardy player of all time. I think what they're doing, they think it's going to last 3 nights, but it's like a best 2 out of 3 thing. So it could go longer than that. Ken Jennings won last night's competition, the opening round of Jeopardy, greatest of all time. And if he wins the next 2 games in a row, he takes the title. I'm not sure how long this could go for. Anyway, as the competition goes on,
I thought that they'd put a cap on it, but I guess not, huh?
The tournament airs Tuesday through Friday, or until one competitor wins 3 games.
There it is.
First person to 3 games. And it's a $1 million prize. It doesn't really matter how much they... I don't know if they're taking, in addition to the $1 million, the winnings that they get from each game. The 2 runners-up each get $250,000. So everybody's getting money. But not the title of Jeopardy, the greatest of all time. The first to win 3 games gets the $1 million.
All right.
Let's see. And they go on to give all kinds of information about them. One thing I did want to mention is Alex Trebek
had a message to Representative John Lewis. Let's survive cancer in 2020. Congressman John Lewis is fighting pancreatic cancer. We're starting a new year. Let's see if we can't both complete the year as pancreatic cancer survivors, said Alex Trebek.
That is such an awful thing to have to say.
No doubt. He was asked what he would tell John Lewis. He noted that they're the same age, 79. He announced his diagnosis late in December, the Georgia Democrat.
I would love to get to 79.
Oh, my God. Be great.
79's pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm sure at 79, you're like, I'll take five more. But right now, 79 looks good.
Sure. It's just so close. It's so hard to believe. When I started this job, my mom was younger than I am now.
Is that right?
Yep. Well, she's 20 years older than me. So when I started this job, she was 50.
Who has kids at 20?
Olden days, people.
She had all three
kids by the time she was 23 years old or 24. And then by the time she was 40, two of us were out of the house already. I mean, Jesus.
Unbelievable.
She was 50 when I got this job, and now I'm 50. What am I? I'm 53.
Yeah.
My dad was 57 when I took this job, and now he's 80. Happy birthday, Dad. Freaking just craziness. We are putting this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Is that correct? The Elon Musk video?
Yes.
Did you see this morning, Vinny? It's adorable.
I didn't. What is it?
Elon Musk raised an online store. He broke the internet by dancing on stage at the launch of Tesla's Model Y electric sports utility vehicle program. This happened yesterday in Shanghai, where the company delivered its first cars built outside the United States. They spent $2 billion or something putting this thing together.
At my grocery store, and I have many of them, I go to a few different places, mm-hmm. Tesla just put in a row of charging stations.
Oh.
And I was the first thing that occurred to me because they look half the size. No, they look a quarter of the size of other charging stations I've seen before.
Yeah.
Not only that.
The other ones look like phone booths. They're huge.
They're even bigger. Yeah. Yes. So these things are like fancy looking, good looking, and tiny. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, does that Tesla charging station only charge Teslas, or does it charge all electrics?
Tesla has a specific charge thing, but so I can't use a Tesla
you
one.
Couldn't.
But
oh.
I don't know if it's exclusive to Tesla.
Can you get an adapter?
Probably. I truly don't know. All I know is they charge fast.
Because they put a string of them up.
Yeah.
I want to say there's 10 of them at the grocery store.
Huh.
In a row.
Do they charge for the...
They do. Well, I don't know. I don't think Tesla does.
Charge money.
I don't think Tesla charges money for it. I think that comes with like buying the car. I mean, I definitely, I'm on a couple of, I think EVgo is the one I'm on. Mm-hmm. So I can go to like a high speed charging, but it has to be one of the phone booth ones. I can't use the Tesla one.
And there's a charge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought the grocery store put those in.
Oh, no.
Like,
well, maybe some do.
As a gift to you.
No.
Thanks for shopping
Target,
here.
I've paid
charge
for it
up
there,
while
right?
you're at it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's nice, too, because you park in those spots, and it's almost like it's like handicap parking, you know?
Didn't you charge over at
at
Winchester?
At a Whole Foods near Winchester.
And how much was that?
You know, it's not that much. I think it was like $3 or $4. It's not a ton of money, but it is a half hour plus of your day. But I got a full charge out of it. I was depleted. I was out of charge. I got a full charge, and it was, I don't know, a couple bucks.
You had to sit there and
I had to sit there and read my book for 35 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
At least the gas station, you can zip through there.
Right. You're in and out.
My buddy got a Tesla and loves it, but said the battery isn't. He goes, if you're going to get one, you got to get the biggest battery.
It's a total lie.
Than what they say they're going to be. In your initial sales pitch.
Well, they'll tell you mine is supposed to be 80 miles. And that's if you run it with no heat.
Right.
In the lowest part, it has no pickup whatsoever. It's like driving a golf cart. It gets not as, I can get about 45 miles running it with all the accessories.
Normal, right.
As a normal car, punching the gas when I need to. And
know. Yeah, that's what he said. He said,
It's basically half of what they're selling you.
The initial shock of that almost made me return it. But then he said the beauty of it also made me keep it.
Well, if you can charge at work, and there are a lot of people downstairs charging now. Have you noticed that? Like, Bryn, Bryn charges his car every day. There's a Tesla that charges right there every day.
Downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs in the building. You know, tons of people. This is the new reality. People are looking for outlets.
Please, may I charge my car?
So anyway, Elon Musk is on stage in Shanghai.
Oh, right. Sorry. And dances. And it's so cute.
You know, I'm not seeing it in this particular story, but what I read was something like it cost him $2 billion to build this manufacturing plant in Shanghai or thereabouts. And it took them less than a year to get it up. And they've already delivered like the first 10 cars. Mm. The factory. Oh, hold on a second. Maybe I do have it here. No, they're saying January 2019, production. That's when they started it. The production started in October. They started with a production capacity of 150,000 Model 3 sedans per year, and they aim to push that to 250,000 vehicles a year, including this new Model Y, which I don't know if I've seen the Model Y yet. It looks a little more bubbled. It looks like the sedan, but like a little more bubbled.
This just in, Tesla chargers only charge Tesla.
No other cars
can charge four times faster than all others.
They do. They charge really fast. They say you can go. Apparently, there's a network of Tesla chargers. When I went into the Tesla store one time and just sat in, you know, because they have like a little storefront at the mall. And I went in. Yep. I sat there and we were asking. And John said they handed him a map, and it was America, and you can drive all the way across. And they say
the whole America,
because they've laid out the routes that you can take that have the chargers. Mm-hmm. If you are going, I think they say if you drive solidly for 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever it is, you stop for 20. You'd want to stop for 20 minutes anyway, not necessarily at the gas station where the charging thing is. But so this new Model Y, it looks cool. Oh, they're calling it the Model Y electric sports utility vehicle. Hmm. I saw a picture, but I don't know. It sort of looks like just the sedan, but a little bit more bubbled up.
All right.
But anyway, he gets on stage, and he's got just like a suit on, and he starts doing this like, it's the lamest but most adorable dance ever. Did you watch it, Uzi?
I did not watch it.
He does this little thing, and then he takes off his jacket and throws it like
he's
a stripper.
It's horrible.
Oh, it's a total dad dance.
Yeah. I see it.
But he's got this huge smile on his face and the big picture of the car behind him. And he, you know, does the stripper move where he throws the jacket off to the side and then he starts doing his little dance.
He's goofy. That's
all right.
Cute. Like, you might actually say, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm a better dancer than Elon Musk.
I'm going to say you are too.
Thank you, Uzi. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't need to see that, but thank you.
We were just talking about Zoe Kravitz. Was it yesterday? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we talked about her show
you
today.
Said she's a perfect
big
human being.
She
came out with Momoa on the Golden Globes and looked gorgeous.
Yeah. She is completely naked on the cover of Elle Magazine's February 2020 issue. It's naked, but with the legs crossed in front and the arm across and blocking all the good stuff. Mm. she's 31. Couple things as I just sort of skimmed through this article quickly. Basically, she talks about moving in with her dad at age 11 in Miami. She said, I was a perfectly normal-looking 15-year-old, but I had this beautiful, skinny mother and a father who was dating a supermodel, and everywhere around me was beauty and posturing, and she said, I felt short and ungainly. You know, her Lenny Kravitz was dating Nicole Kidman for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that.
Years ago.
Okay.
And then now she's on this show with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And she says, I was basically a grumpy teenager with her.
Oh.
That's the worst.
She fought leukemia for a decade. She turns out she had cancer. I don't even. This is the first time I'm ever hearing about this. She says, I'm okay now, but I'm very vigilant. It's a disease. I never let myself forget that. She just married Carl Glusman.
Carl.
Some guy named Carl.
Glusman?
Glusman. G-L-U-S-M-A-N.
She's not shy, by the way. I looked up Zoe Kravitz naked, and there are plenty of pictures.
Oh, great.
There you go.
Let me have a look at that. Oh, turns out she has boobs, you guys. That's such a huge surprise.
Beautiful, tiny little cans, and she looks incredible.
Carl is an actor. I've never heard his name.
Carl Glusman.
Yeah. American actor.
Well, good for them. I hope they're happy. I was like blown away. I didn't know she had leukemia for 10 years. Mm. What?
I give her credit. You know, that's one of those things that, should we all know that?
Well, I mean, I guess now that she's a 31-year-old, fairly well-known actress, that was bound to come out. I didn't know anything about her when she was a kid. Hunter Biden.
Oh, if this is what I think it is, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it's believable. It is fully believable. This guy, his brother died and he went off the freaking rails is what happened.
Wait, didn't he get with his brother's wife?
He did.
Yeah.
Right.
He destroyed his own marriage to get with his brother's wife. They have since broken up and he's now remarried to some young girl who's pregnant with his child. So he has three kids with his first wife, Hunter Biden's actual first wife, not the wife of the brother. What's his brother's name who died?
Bo.
Yeah. It's Bo.
Is it Bo?
Yeah. So Bo Biden dies. The family's, you know, rocked by this. And Hunter winds up breaking up his own marriage to go with Bo's widow. 2 years go by. They break up after ruining everything. And now it turns out he is going to be officially recorded as the father on the birth certificate of a 17-month-old he sired. They put here in TMZ, sired, with an ex-stripper. This was a ruling that came down on Tuesday. The woman had been suing him for child support. The judges deemed 49-year-old Hunter Biden the biological and legal father of London Alexis Roberts' baby, who was born in August of 2018. They are saying they're going to change the name of the father to him, or maybe it was already on there, but it's official. DNA.
Hunter Biden, you are the father.
You are the father. DNA test results had showed that he was the father's kid.
Well, he's been denying it all this time.
He denied it the whole time, right up until a DNA test said, no, you are the father. He was like, but she's a stripper. I could be anyone.
Yeah, and you're a crackhead. So what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were saying that he went down a hole after his brother's
horrible death.
Yeah,
horrible.
Oh, because he wasn't that before.
I don't know what he was before. I'd never even heard. I knew the guy's name. That's it.
I find it hard to believe you just find crack for the first time after a tragic event.
I think he's been having problems all along.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is.
And finally he had a rental car. You did a story, this was a couple years ago, maybe. Last year, I don't know. That his rental car, when he turned it in, they found crack. They found crack pipes. They found toys, adult toys.
Nice, hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, before his brother Bo died, I'd never heard of, I knew the kid's name.
Right. I guess. Just right. Kept him under,
yeah, maybe.
Under the rug.
Or maybe he went off the rails. Who knows? Mm.
How does this affect
49-year-old dude?
His dad's possible run for...
Well, Frank, personally, I wish he would tank it. I do not want Joe Biden to be the Democratic nominee. I'm not a giant fan. But whatever. Anyone's better than Trump. Sorry, Mom. Child... Whatever. She'll write to me and I'll ignore it. let's see. In a separate order, the judge awarded primary physical and legal custody of the child to the mother.
What? Hunter shouldn't get?
No.
What?
So this woman was a stripper at a Washington, D.C. club that Biden used to go to all the time.
Oh.
Biden shall have visitation with a child as agreed between the parties, according to the judge. He has got three kids with his ex-wife, one kid with a stripper, and he's got a baby on the way with this 32-year-old who he married, Melissa Cohen Biden. So five kids.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Well, he must have the money to...
He doesn't, because I remember reading a story. He was a regular there. Everyone knew him at the strip club, and he would use his card.
Was it his dad's card?
It was like a government-issued credit card.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? But that doesn't seem like taxpayer money should be going to his strip club
adventures.
No, it
does not.
Come on. He's trying to help the girls.
Yeah, all right.
Oh. All right.
The Masked Singer has been such a hit that guess what's coming.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know anybody who put themselves through college stripping?
Yeah.
I know someone.
Mm-hmm. You do?
It's law school.
You do?
Yep.
And then she just quit cold turkey and went into law.
Well, she's a lawyer now.
She is.
Yeah, but she stripped. Absolutely.
I know a girl's lawyer.
Oh, you know a lawyer?
I knew a girl that was studying to be a veterinarian. She's a veterinarian now. Another girl that was just a sort of a general doctor.
Mm. Is that going to come back to bite them in the ass, or because social media wasn't around at the time, are they okay? Are they off scot-free?
I think they're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember sitting at lunch with her, and a couple other friends. I was probably 22 at the time. And we were talking about, like, because we were getting into radio, and this chick was a friend of a friend. But she was like, yeah, I strip. And she was hot, too. I go, oh, you do? Tell me everything. Like, she was kind of cagey about it. Like, she didn't want to. And then my girlfriend, who was definitely, you know, was bi and it hit on me a bunch of times, started, like, totally hitting on her. The girl just shut down. I'm like, ooh. Oh, my. She's like, just because I'm a stripper, it doesn't mean I want to bone everything that moves around me. Probably want to bone none of it.
Oh, I would
give
think
me the money.
That would be the reaction for sure. Is I don't.
No
I
interest
used to,
in any
I
of
used
this.
To kind of like men. Now I hate them. Yeah. After being a dancer, you'd think.
Mm. Oh, speaking of dancers,
I mean, some girls do.
Some girls do.
Yeah.
Some don't.
That's correct.
I would think being a porn star would be, you know. Anytime it would be like, oh, right, great. Now I got to do more work. That's what I do for work. I'm not doing that with you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to make of that right now. When I go to those sites looking for
inspiration,
an inspired moment, the number of available amateurs and new people and faces you've never seen, and it's just.
It's a glut.
You can't believe there's that many people willing to do it.
Well,
and no one's going to become a star.
It seems like it pays well, so people give it a try.
Does it, or is it just your opportunity to be seen?
Mm. Well, I would guess that these people all have a dream that they'll be the next
Jenna Jameson. Right.
It's the only name that really comes to mind.
Well, because
she turned it into a $100 million business or something. But yeah, I think that, I don't know, maybe we're just freer with all that stuff now. It does seem like it just in the last decade plus, the level of nudity available anywhere at any time has gone through the roof. Like every person you know has a naked picture of themselves on their phone. Well, probably not your grandma, you know, but most people you know. Yeah, who knows? Is she single? I don't know. Anyway, Masked Singer, big success. They're doing the Masked Dancer.
What?
So look forward to that. I guess it's something that Ellen's already been doing on our show. You should ask your mom about it. She loves Ellen's show. Oh, yeah, the Masked Dancers. Oh, that's great.
I don't know it. But yeah.
Well, it's coming. It's coming to the TV near you very soon, I'm sure. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Aliens make
the
news.
Oh, I love aliens.
I know that you do.
I can't wait.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.